Hello and welcome to ArcSiv LLM Daily EN. This is the show where we look at a new ArcSiv paper every day and try to keep up with the ridiculous speed of AI innovation, but in a way that stays practical. The paper we're looking at today is Streamlining Industrial Contract Management with Retrieval-Augmented LLMs on ArcSiv. Why it matters right now? It proposes using RAG, Retrieval-Augmented Generation, to make contract search, question answering, and clause extraction more reliable and scalable in industrial settings. Mark will look at it from the field, real-world usage, and Jamie will look at the AI and technical side. Concretely, what's the use of what they're proposing and what need does it meet today? Mark, let's start with what need you're actually seeing on the ground.
In real life, most teams are drowning in contracts, supplier agreements, MSAs, NDAs, each with different versions and amendments. People ask simple but urgent questions like, do we have a termination for convenience clause? Or what's the indemnity cap in the 2021 renewal? Today, keyword search in a DMS is brittle, and legal ops or SMEs spend hours opening PDFs, scanning, and copy-pasting. The need is fast, trustworthy answers with citations, plus quick clause extraction to triage risk across thousands of documents. If RAG can ground answers in the exact paragraph and handle clause variants, you cut back and forth and unblock sales, procurement, and compliance.
So basically, it's finding the right sentence in a sea of PDFs and trusting the source instead of playing Control-F roulette across 100 files. Jamie, from the AI side, why is this kind of approach showing up now?
We've hit a maturity point. Better embeddings for legal-ish text, practical chunking and re-ranking strategies, cheaper vector databases, and LLMs with longer context windows. Combine that with pressure to reduce hallucinations and provide auditable answers, and RAG becomes the sensible middle path. Contracts are semi-structured and repetitive, which makes retrieval reliable, and grounding lets you show the exact clause. The stack is finally good enough on latency, cost, and quality to make this deployable in enterprise workflows. What the paper actually proposes is a domain-tuned RAG pipeline built for contracts. You ingest documents, run OCR if needed, then segment not just by pages but by legal structure, headings like indemnification, termination, liability. They create a clause-level index alongside a more traditional sliding window chunk index. Queries go through hybrid retrieval, keywords plus embeddings, then a re-ranker rescores candidates so the LLM only sees the most relevant passages. The LLM is instructed to answer using quoted snippets and to cite the exact clauses. On top, they add supervised clause extraction for a set of high-value clauses, and they evaluate primarily on faithfulness, citation precision, and operational metrics like latency and hit rate across large repositories. Compared to generic RAG or off-the-shelf contract analytics, the novelty is in the indexing and scoring, clause-aware segmentation, a relevance tweak that favors clauses with matching obligations parties, and a lightweight supervised layer that learns clause variants. They're not trying to rewrite contract AI. They're tightening the retrieval loop so answers are grounded and auditable.
So basically, they cut the PDF into legal Lego pieces, teach a search layer what an indemnity clause looks like, and then force the model to answer only with those pieces, plus footnotes that show where it came from. The new part is this clause-level index and smarter scoring so it grabs the right paragraph first. Mark, translate that into daily work. What changes for a legal ops or contracts team?
Day to day, you stop spelunking through folders. You type a plain question, what's our indemnity obligation for vendor X? And you get a short answer with two cited snippets and links to the PDFs. You can click through, confirm context, and save that finding in the ticket. For triage, you can run a bulk query like pull indemnity cap and governing law for all renewals this quarter and export a table. Summaries become one click. The system composes a two-paragraph brief, grounded on the retrieved clauses, so fewer emails to SMEs just to confirm basics.
Let's make it concrete. Mark, walk us through a simple use case, a team-level search task.
Sure. Legal ops needs all indemnity clauses across 2,000 supplier contracts. Step by step, one, drag and drop or connect your DMS. The system ingests and indexes overnight. Two, next morning, you open the app, type list indemnity obligations and any caps for all active suppliers. 3. It returns a table. Supplier clause text quoted, cap amount, source link, page. 4, you click a row, the viewer opens at the exact clause with the heading highlighted. 5, you export the CSV, attach it to your audit task, done. What's nice is it handles variants, hold harmless, defend and indemnify, because the clause extractor was trained on those patterns.
So that's the quick win. Upload, index, ask, and you get a grounded answer, plus a link to the exact paragraph. Now set up something trickier. Mark, what's the advanced cross-team workflow?
Advanced case is pre-sign review with sales. A new deal hits the CLM. We've got the customer's MSA and our standard terms. The system runs a playbook. It pulls the indemnity, limitation of liability, termination, and data processing clauses, compares to our standards, and assigns a risk score per clause. It drafts negotiation notes. Cap is 3x annual fees versus policy 1x, propose 1x with carve-outs. It posts a summary in the Salesforce opportunity and opens a task in the CLM for legal to approve. Sales sees what's risky. Legal gets a head start with citations ready.
Under the hood, that works because retrieval is clause-centric. The query is decomposed into subqueries per playbook rule, for indemnity, for liability, etc. Chunk sizes are small around headings, and there's a re-ranker, a cross-encoder, that reorders candidates based on semantic match and structural cues like the heading or nearby definitions. The answer generator is constrained to quote from the retrieved set, so hallucinations drop. For risk scoring, they compute a deviation score, similarity to your standard text plus rule checks, e.g. cap multiplier, and aggregate into a color-coded risk per clause.
Jamie, quick clarification. How does the re-ranker behave when a clause is split across sections or depends on a definition that lives elsewhere?
Good question. The re-ranker sees a small window around each candidate, and the system can expand windows to include adjacent chunks if a clause spills over. For definitions, they do a light multi-hop, detect defined terms in the candidate, fetch the definition section entries for those terms, and append them to the context before scoring. The cross-encoder then rescores with that extra context. The final answer cites both the main clause and the definition if it was used.
Got it. It stitches the pieces before judging relevance, then cites both. Mark, back to you. What does this feel like in the UI, and where do teams stumble at adoption?
UI-wise, it's a split view. Answer on the left with citations, source doc on the right, anchored to the clause. You can bookmark the finding, tag it to a playbook rule, and push it back to the CLM record. Friction points, version chaos, people upload drafts without labels, OCR quality, scans need cleanup, and permissions, getting SharePoint or box scopes right. Trust-wise, lawyers want to see why is this risky. The tool needs a side-by-side diff against our standard and a clear rule explanation. Also, export to Word Excel is a must, otherwise they copy-paste and grumble.
On integration, you'll typically use a document store, SharePoint, S3, or the CLM's repo, a VectorDB for embeddings, and a keyword index for hybrid search. The re-ranker runs as a small CPU-GPU service. You can cache frequent playbook queries to keep latency under a second. There's a trade-off. Deeper retrieval and re-ranking improves recall and reduces hallucination, but adds 200 to 500 milliseconds. For bulk jobs, async is fine. For chat-like queries, you tune chunk size and top K to keep it snappy. The paper leans into those knobs and shows how clause-level indexing pays for itself in fewer wrong hits.
So in practice, you're trading a little extra processing for answers you can actually defend in an email to the CFO. Mark, last one on this section. If a team wanted to pilot this next month, what's the minimum viable setup?
Pick 300 to 500 contracts from one domain, clean the scans, and tag 50-100 clauses as ground truth for your playbook. Hook up your DMS, run indexing overnight, and start with three questions: indemnity, liability caps, termination notice. Keep the UI simple. Question box, answer with two citations, export CSV, and a button to disagree so SMEs can correct it. After 2 weeks, wire it to the CLM for the pre-sign workflow. If the answers save 2 email threads per deal, the adoption snowballs.
Let me spell out the constraints the paper calls out. First, document quality. OCR has to be clean and consistent. Page order matters, and you want headings captured as metadata if possible. If amendments and exhibits aren't linked to the parent, retrieval gets confused. Second, embeddings. General purpose models work, but domain adaptive legal embeddings improve clause recall. They test both. Third, chunking. Clause-level segmentation plus a small sliding window is key. Too big and you dilute relevance. Too small and you miss cross-sentence obligations. Fourth, latency and cost. Hybrid retrieval plus a cross-encoder re-ranker adds 200 to 500 milliseconds, so you cache popular queries and batch bulk jobs. Limits of grounding still exist. If the clause isn't in the repo or is embedded in an image with bad OCR, the LLM can hedge or hallucinate. Evaluation gaps. Edge cases like cross-reference definitions and redlines are still hard. For future work, they suggest domain adaptive embeddings, fine-tuning the clause extractor on each company's playbook, active learning loops from SME feedback, and stronger auditability. Think evidence chains that are queryable in logs.
So put simply, feed it clean, labeled PDFs or it will stumble. Keep chunks around real clause boundaries, accept a small latency tax for better accuracy, and even with citations, it can still miss things when the source is messy. Jamie, what results did they actually report?
On results, they evaluate on a mix of public contract templates and an anonymized industrial set, roughly 10,000 documents across supplier and SaaS agreements. Tasks include clause extraction for indemnity, limitation of liability, termination, data processing, plus QA-style questions. Metrics: F1 for clause extraction, exact match for numeric fields like caps, faithfulness, precision for grounded answers, citation accuracy, and end-to-end latency cost. Versus a generic page chunk RAG baseline, clause-aware indexing and re-ranking improved extraction F1 by about 10 to 15 points depending on the clause, boosted answer faithfulness by 9 to 12 points, and raised citation precision from the low 70s to the high 80s. Latency-wise, median end-to-end per query was 1.1 to 1.3 seconds without caching, and 700 to 900 milliseconds with caching. Bulk runs are async. Cost with a midsize LLM lands in the subcent to low cents per query range, depending on context size, with the re-ranker being negligible compute when batched.
Translated, you get fewer wrong answers and cleaner citations, and the experience is still snappy enough for day-to-day use, especially if you cache. It's faster triage, not full automation. Mark, what does that turn into in a real rollout?
In real deployments, expect a bit of drift from paper numbers. Minus 5-10 points on extraction F1 if your scans are mixed quality and clause labels aren't standardized yet. Minimum setup looks like this. Clean OCR for your top 500 to 1,000 contracts, dedupe versions, link amendments to masters, and tag 100 to 200 clauses as ground truth for your playbook. Governance-wise, set permissions by business unit and decide what gets indexed at rest. Put a Showwork UI front and center so SMEs can see citations instantly.
And operationally, Mark, what do you monitor week to week so this doesn't drift or explode in cost?
We track four things. One, citation precision by clause type. If it drops below, say, 85%, we sample those answers for review. Two, disagreement rate from SMEs via the disagree button. Over 10% means we retrain the extractor or adjust chunking. Three, average time to answer and per query cost so we can tweak top pay and caching. Four, top failure modes, missing links to exhibits, bad OCR, or ambiguous headings. Process-wise, we do a 10% human-in-the-loop sample on bulk runs, log every evidence chain, and push corrections back into an active learning set each Friday. That keeps quality from drifting and builds trust. Final take from the field. The teams who benefit most are those with volume and repeatability. Procurement-heavy orgs, SaaS vendors with lots of renewals, or manufacturers with supplier MSAs. You need a CLM or at least a disciplined DMS, a named playbook owner, and the willingness to tag that first 100 clauses. With that, you'll cut email back and forth and get to a defendable first pass in minutes instead of days.
Bottom line, this paper turns generic RAG into a clause-aware, auditable workflow that legal teams can actually defend in production. To finish, a quick reminder, the English version of the podcast is available via the RSS feed on nblotty.org/iadaily/en and also on Spotify. Search for ArcSieve LLM Daily EN. See you tomorrow for more AI news. Have a great day.